For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Four hostages are said to have been freed after police raided a hotel in central Mali, ending a deadly siege that sees at least four dead. Media reports say the dead include one UN worker and some suspected Islamic State militants. The freed hostages include two South Africans, one Ukrainian, and one Russian national. The hotel is said to be a popular place with UN workers in the central town of Sevier. Gunmen stormed Sevier on Friday, attacking a military base and killing 13 people before taking over that hotel. No groups claim responsibility yet, but the IS has carried out most of the recent attacks in central and southern Mali. Typhoon Sautilus made landfall in eastern Taiwan, leaving four people dead, one missing, and another 27 injured. The storm caused major flooding and damaged buildings in several cities and counties in Taiwan. In Hualien County, the power supply for over 80,000 households has been cut. The landfall early Saturday mornings also stranded passengers at airports and rail stations. The typhoon's packing maximum sustained winds of 173 kilometers per hour and gusts reaching 209 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say Sautilus could start weakening and move out into the Taiwan Straits, but still warn against wind gusts and extreme rainfall during the process. The latest numbers show China's foreign trade dropped 7.3% year-on-year in the first 7 months of 2015. The total trade volume by July stood at 13.6 trillion yuan, about 2.2 trillion U.S. dollars. Exports edged down by 0.9% annually, while imports slumped by 14.6%. The trade surplus doubled to hit 1.87 trillion yuan in the January through July period. The numbers show weak demand from the EU and Japan, but increasing export volume to the markets in the United States and ASEAN countries. Apple is reportedly announcing a new iPhone and new iPad on September the 9th. CNN is saying the iPhone will include enhanced features such as the Force Touch display, an upgraded camera, and a faster processor. The new iPad could be a 12.9-inch Pro version. Apple recently reported lower-than-expected iPhone sales and expected that trend to continue. China remains an important market for iPhones. According to the tech research firm Canalys, Apple dominated in China's smartphone sales during the first quarter of this year, but slipped behind Xiaomi and Huawei in Q2. A Palestinian man who was seriously wounded last week in an arson attack that killed his 18-month-old son has himself died of his injuries. The baby died during the attack on July 31st when someone tossed firebombs into the family home in the Palestinian village of Duma. The attack has been blamed on a group of Jewish settlers. 4-year-old boy who was seriously injured in the attack is still in hospital. The Israeli intelligence service continues to investigate the attack. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials have called the incident an act of terrorism. The attacks triggered protests across Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Two Palestinian youths have been killed during clashes with Israeli security forces over the past week. Lee Hee-ho, widow of late South Korean President Kim Dae-jung, has wrapped up her humanitarian visit to North Korea. During her 4-day stay, the former South Korean First Lady did not meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, although she told a press conference at the airport that her visit was at Kim's invitation. The trip was Lee's third to the country. She last visited Pyongyang in December of 2011 to attend the funeral of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, father of the current leader. A convention center in Beijing has been fined 5,000 yuan for breaking the smoking ban and disturbing law enforcement. Officers inspected Jinya Yuan Convention Center on Friday and issued a letter of administrative penalty imposing the fine. Staff members from the convention center, an affiliate of China National Tobacco Corporation, barred a group of anti-smoking inspectors on July 31st. It's the first such case reported since Beijing rolled out a new smoking ban on June the 1st, which covers all indoor public places, workplaces, and public transportation. The news soon triggered wide attention, as China Tobacco is also China's largest cigarette producer in terms of sales. A breeding center in southwest China has announced the births of healthy twin pandas. The mother, named Nini, gave birth on Friday at a facility in Sichuan Province. The female cubs are the fifth set of twins to be born at that breeding center this year. Chengdu Center has bred more than 200 pandas so far. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.